Tomorrow is Oscar night, but this evening there's an event with a decidedly different flavor. The Independent Spirit Awards on the Bravo cable network honor films made outside of the Hollywood mainstream. One film has received 4 nominations. Brother to Brother is about a forgotten figure from the Harlem Renaissance. Bruce Nugent was an artist, writer, and dancer, a character in 1920s Harlem who used to walk barefoot through the streets. He was also the first African-American to write candidly about homosexuality. In his latest, albeit fictional, incarnation, he's a guide through the history of the Harlem Renaissance, NPR's Nova Safa reports.
In Brother to Brother, an elderly Bruce Nugent, played by actor Roger Robinson, walks up to a couple of young college students and recites a portion of his homoerotic story, Smoke, Lilies, and Jade.
The night was so blue. If colors could be heard, he'd paint most wondrous tunes. Symphonious. Think. A dulcet, clear tone of a blue like night. He blew a cloud of smoke. Soon the smoke would rise, and he would clothe the silver smoke in blue smoke garments. Truly, smoke is like imagination.
Listening to Nugent's recitation is Perry, a gay African-American college student. The two develop a friendship, and at Perry's prompting, Nugent recounts how he and his fellow artists lived and worked during the Harlem Renaissance. His memories are illustrated in black and white flashbacks. In this scene, Nugent and his more famous colleagues, Zora Neale Hurston, Langston Hughes, and Wallace Thurman, are shown frequenting a freewheeling, sexually charged party. Brother to Brother implies that the group had liberal attitudes towards sex and sexuality.
Wally Harrell! We're drinking to Bruce's new love!
May the best man win.
Aside from partying, Nugent and his friends are also shown struggling to write truthfully about the lives of blacks in that era. To do so, they publish Fire magazine, which in reality, as in the film, survived for only one issue. That's because it didn't meet the expectations of those who looked to the artists of the Harlem Renaissance for works that uplifted African Americans. Rodney Evans, who wrote and directed the film, says Fire magazine was all about subject matter considered less noble.
Bruce writing about homosexuality, Zora utilizing Southern folklore, Langston Hughes dealing with class, Wallace Thurman, you know, handling topics dealing with prostitution. You know, all of those things were very groundbreaking at the time.
And as it turned out, too groundbreaking. Fire magazine faced an NAACP boycott and was rejected by many African-American readers. Evans included that rejection in the film, in a scene where the writers confront an angry crowd throwing copies of the magazine onto a bonfire.
Obedient little dogs waiting for the master to throw them a bone. Maybe it's time to feed ourselves.
This is what proper Negroes do with trash like you.
Who do you think you are?
In the film's contemporary story, the young student Perry also faces rejection. He's thrown out of his home when discovered with another man, and he's brutally beaten by a group led by a classmate. Actor Anthony Mackie portrays Perry.
It's a very interesting time that we live in to be not only homosexual, but to be black, because there's so many confused people out there wondering what that is, what that means to be black and homosexual.
Mackie says the film shows parallels between current struggles for gay rights and the civil rights struggles of the past.
You know, if black people hate you because you're gay, it's not that big of a difference from white people hating you because you're black, or black people hating you because you're white.
And this broader theme is ultimately what Brother to Brother is about. But is it historically accurate in depicting the bohemian lives of its 1920s characters? David Levering Lewis is professor of history at New York University and author of When Harlem Was in Vogue, about Harlem during the beginning of the 20th century. Lewis says Nugent and his friends were rebels with bold aims.
To shock, to go against the grain, to produce works that caused a gasp on the part of the uptight, the Puritan, the compensatorily bourgeois, as so many of the public figures in this period were.
The film might be considered as bold as the artist it portrays when it's broadcast on PBS this summer. the network aired another film dealing with black homosexuality in the Harlem Renaissance, 1989's Looking for Langston. At the time, it raised objections from the Langston Hughes estate for suggesting the writer was gay. Brother to Brother doesn't make such a claim about Hughes. Instead, it contends that Bruce Nugent and all his friends were less concerned with labels than with breaking boundaries. In fact, actor Roger Robinson, who portrays Nugent, says he doesn't even think of the film as a gay film.
That's almost incidental to the relationship. Here's an older man and a younger man who both have their sexuality are drawn together. But really, more than that, by the wisdom and the experience, they seek in each other.
Last year, Brother to Brother won a special jury prize at the Sundance Film Festival. On June 14th of this year, the film makes its broadcast premiere on the PBS series Independent Lens. Nova Safo, NPR News, Los Angeles.